Right, where was we? All right, you've probably heard the saying I'm about to say, and you've probably maybe had it said to you, and maybe you've even said it to somebody, but it goes something like this: I love you to the moon and back. Yeah, do you know, everybody know that? I love you to the moon and back. Has anybody ever said that to you? Poor souls, poor souls. Have you ever said it to anybody? Yes, oh, you're good people, right? Well, do you know what that actually means? What that really means is, I love you to the moon and back. That's approximately a 445,000-mile return trip. Yeah, that's how much you're saying to somebody you love them. So, I'm not saying you're putting restrictions on your love, but what happens if you go on that wee bit further on? But that's it, you know, how do we measure love? How do you measure love for each other? How do you measure your love for God? How do you measure God's love for you? Well, there's a children's talk that goes something along the lines of this, about how can we measure God's love? And you've got to use your imagination here. Can you imagine me in the kitchen baking a cake? Right? Now, I know it's stretching your imagination a bit, but trust me, you know, you've got all these different ingredients, and some you've got to measure so that you get it right. So apparently, there's a thing called a measuring cup, and it's got all of your lines in it, and you know how far, what line to aim for with the ingredient, and you put it in. So if you were talking to John, you say to John, well, can you measure God's love with a measuring cup? And we just sung it, funnily enough, you know. David said in the 23rd Psalm, my cup runneth over. So I guess the cup's no big enough. The next thing that was for measuring was a tape measure. You know, well, you can get them all lengths now. So could you measure God's love with a tape measure? And the Bible says that God's love is higher than the heavens. So I guess a tape measure is no much use either. The third thing that you'd be saying to the children is, could I measure it with a watch? Now, I know there's people sitting here just now that's measuring how long I'm going to speak for. Okay? But could you measure it with a watch? But God's word tells us that God's love's from everlasting to everlasting. So a watch is no much use either. So what is this love? What is this love that we're trying to measure? Well, according to Mark's gospel, the goal in love is that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And it's a word all that bothers me there, because that leaves nothing out. With all of these things, you have to use all of it, not just part of it. And I suppose if you sum that up, you're saying you're really giving your all to God. And that's the measure. That's the goal. Are we getting there, folks? Is that how you would describe how you love God? That's the goal. God's gave us an awesome privilege, folks, that when we become his children, when we come into his family, he wants to have a relationship with you and me, and he's made it possible. But that relationship is not very, it's not a remote relationship. It's an intimate relationship. He wants to be intimate with you. He wants to be intimate with me. He wants us to be intimate with him. And what does that really mean? Well, I'm going to read some words from John's Gospel, because this is Jesus' own commentary on love. And I know I see a lot of you reaching for your Bible. You'll find it in John chapter 14, and I'm going to be reading verses 15, 21 to 23, something like that anyway. That's not the reading for this morning, but this is just Jesus' own commentary on love. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Then Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. You know, that whole reading smacks of intimacy. If you looked at the front of your bulletin, the memory verse for this morning is part of that. It's about God and Jesus. Out of our obedience, and our obedience is not just in the doing, in our obedience in loving him, he'll come and he'll come and live with us. You don't get much more intimate than that, folks, when we live together and we are living with God and God is living with us. But how can we measure our love for God? It's quite a challenge. Because I can say to you and you can say to me, I love God. But what does that mean?